Welcome to DC Update. I'm your host, Jim Allen, and this edition of DC Update will consider some of the efforts that the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, or FINRA, are doing with regard to market issues. Market structure issues became a topic of some significance earlier this year, principally in the spring, as a consequence of the book by Michael Lewis, Flash Boys, that focused a fair bit of attention on the topic and some of the issues surrounding that. The CFA Institute has been focused on this issue for 4 or 5 years now, stemming back to before 2010 and the SEC's concept release on market structure issues. But it's rather interesting these days because of the number of proposals that we see coming down the pipe from the SEC and the focus that they're dedicating to it, as well as some of the efforts that FINRA is doing to look at market structure issues. So with this discussion, I'm going to start with the SEC's proposals, some of the big proposals that they've got on market structure, and then go to FINRA. So for the SEC, one of the first things they have coming down the road is their proposals with regard to their tick size pilot. Now, this was part of the Jobs Act 1 legislation that came out about 3 years ago. It was a requirement that that the SEC look at the issue of tick size for small and medium-sized companies on the marketplace, those companies that generally have very small market capitalizations. The idea was with one penny increments, there was never enough liquidity to coalesce around any of those cent ticks. So the idea was to spread them out, maybe 5 cents, maybe 10 cents, maybe a quarter, to try to see if you could get some liquidity sort of congregating around those tick sizes. So what the SEC has done is approved a program that will launch a pilot to study the issue of tick sizes for small cap companies. The first part of this is going to be a certain number of companies are going to be pretty much the base case. They're not going to change their tick size. They're going to stay at one penny. They're going to be randomly chosen and the like. They're going to be one penny ticks. The second group is going to be have their tick sizes widened to 5 cents. That's basically the only change that's going to be made for them. And then the third group is that there's going to be a 5 cent tick as well, but there's going to be the added element of requiring significant price improvement before orders from dark pools or over-the-counter markets can interact with some of the orders on the lit markets. This is what's known as a trade-at rule. It's been adopted in Canada and Australia. We have a research report that's coming out on this topic within the next month, so we'll be reporting on that in a later edition of DC Update. But for now, it's just one of the elements of the tick size pilot program that the SEC is going to be coming out with, and the proposals we expect to see in the next month or so going forward. We actually have expressed our support for the pilot. We doubt very seriously if it's going to have any significant effect upon liquidity, particularly at those 5 cent increments. Oftentimes you have ticks that are much wider than 5 cents, or spreads that are much wider than those 5 cent ticks. To expect that now because you've got a 5 cent tick, that all of a sudden that liquidity is going to congregate on this or that nickel tick is just a little bit far-fetched in our view. But then again, we're willing to accept the possibility that we could be wrong, and therefore we believe the pilot program is a good idea. Some of the other big issues that the SEC has suggested they're going to be looking at is sort of looking at Regulation National Market System, or Reg NMS as it's called, and specifically looking at sort of a review of whether the exchange self-regulatory organization structure still makes sense, whether there needs to be some changes to that, whether it's all, in many cases, sort of outsourced to FINRA, And you know, is that, and therefore, is there any reason for maintaining that? So some of the other big issues that the SEC is going to be looking at coming going forward with regard to market structure, they're going to be looking at the maker-taker model, which basically is the issue of those who provide liquidity to the market and those who take liquidity and the incentives inherent in the market structure that sort of encourages people to on both sides of that equation. We're also going to be looking at the issue of payment for order flow. But probably the most interesting thing, going back once again to the small cap companies, is they're looking at possibly a structure for venture markets. This is something that CFA Institute, with the help of its Capital Markets Policy Council, looked at about, I'd say it's about 3 years ago now, started saying that, you know, if you're going to give small companies leeway on some of the reporting requirements, some of the internal control requirements, then you need to sort of put these guys into a marketplace where investors know what they're getting into when they buy them. Right now, it's, you know, maybe you would end up having a company that doesn't have the same sort of internal control requirements as a larger cap company, but there's no way for an investor to distinguish between those two, and therefore you may be buying on the basis of less, how would you say, sort of less robust financial reporting standards. So that's going to be an interesting issue as it moves forward. More recently, the FINRA board has approved a number of rule proposals that they're going to put out for consideration by the marketplace, specifically related to increased equity market transparency, as well as fixed income market transparency. So with regard to the equity market issues, what they're looking at is sort of increasing the transparency with regard to order book. Right now, it's kind of difficult to see that sort of data and going back and looking at it, but the rules that are being considered by FINRA would require that firms sort of report that order book data to FINRA as well, and the possibility of making that public, available to the wider public. Another one is sort of identifying the party that's submitting a quote or a price. Sometimes what you'll have is people from certain dark markets or over the counter that may sort of putting bids out there. So we'll have to see about the details of this one because, we've had we're perfectly fine with the large block orders from large institutions coming through as dark pools without sort of tipping the hand of what their big block orders are. But we'll see what this has to say. If it ends up sort of increasing the transparency on some of the broker-dealer internalization networks, then we might be more inclined to support it. And then finally, with regard to the equity market, they're looking at sort of synchronizing the computer business clocks. This is what became a bit of an issue as the difference in clocks was creating some latency in the markets, which some firms were able to exploit. And so this would be looking at sort of doing away with some of that disparity. On the fixed income side, this is probably the one area of the marketplace that we feel needs probably more work than any. The FINRA is looking at increasing pre-trade transparency. They're looking at quote data and collecting quote data for and providing quote data for corporate bonds and agency debt. Also looking at rules to identify the party that's submitting a quote and its price. And then also the question of future public dissemination, whether this information would ultimately be made available to the marketplace. I think we would be in favor of that. But once again, the devil's in the details. We'll have to see what FINRA proposes on that. A second part of this bond market transparency would be the identification of non-member broker-dealer trades through TRACE. Separately, and this would include sort of separate identification of intraday trades at the same price with non-member affiliates. So we'll be looking at these things to see how all of the proposals play out, what's in the details. But for the most part, we see these moves towards greater transparency both in the equity and the debt markets as a positive sign. With that, I thank you for participating in another edition of DC Update. For more on our policy developments, follow us on our Market Integrity blog at blogs.cfainstitute.org/marketintegrity. That's all one word. And follow us on Twitter at the @marketintegrity handle. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to speaking with you again very soon in our next edition of DC Update.
Copyright 2014 CFA Institute. This program is designed to give accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is distributed with the understanding that CFA Institute is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, tax, investment, or other expert advice. If legal advice or other expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional should be sought.